Charuv hamurkav, not a charuv that you're already grafted. Not if you have the shikma tree, it's a little bit older, that you already cut off the branches so it should start growing better. And then it's not included in the sale of the soda. Then it's called like a dava chosher by itself. That's not included in the sale of a soda. Now the Gemara explains. Nayavonim shem letzarko. What do you mean the stones of the field that's necessary for the field? So hochi tagima avne diachve. Here we learn that it means avne diachve. Rashbam says, if you cut down the bundles of wheat, you let the wheat stay there to dry out. So you're afraid the wind will spread them out. So you put some stones on top of them to hold them down. Those stones are called part of the field. Ula Amar Ula says, Avonim Hastura together. If you have stones that were set up to be like a fence, to use for a fence, that's called stones of the field. Together, not that they're sodu, not that they're sodu means, you know, they're set up, but rather avonim tzivuras, as long as they're gathered together, even though they're not set up yet. That's also considered stones for the field. Samura says, Enechanami. No, Samura says, Tony Siduras. No, learn Siduras. And Rav Chiya, don't learn tzivuras, but learn Siduras. And so the Samura says, yeah. Hochi tagim, here we've been tagim, what does the Mishnah mean by avonim? Avne diachve, that stones that are used to hold down the wheat, they should not be spread out with the wind. The Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the mesaknon af agav deloy machton, as long as they're set aside to be used for that purpose, even though you do not use them yet. Shkans af agav deloy machton, sheinem unachas v'teich asoda, even though they're not inside the field yet. Elochut v'soda, even though they're only outside the field. But as long as you set them aside to be used for the field, those stones are also included in the sale of the field. But the Rabbonah, no, who the machton? According to Rabbonah, it's only included. The Rabban says, the Rabbonah means the Amri le'mocha kol tashmish kerem elaham yuchodim harba le'tashmish v'nenim kor melim keim machton l'tech asoda. Only if the stones were already brought into the field, then if those stones are the stones that they're going to use to hold down the wheat, they shouldn't be spread dispersed with the wind, that's included in the sale. Now, Uliula Diyom, according to what I learned Pshat in the Mishnah, what do stones mean that you need for the field? Avonim Hasduras together, it means stones that are set up to be used for a fence around the field. Says so, Rabbi Meir, the Misakno Nafagav Loi Sidron, the Meir is always like more of a Mako, more is included in the sale. So as long as the stones were set aside for the purpose to make a wall with it, even though you did not set up the stones yet, it's also included. But the Rabbanan who the Sidron. According to Rabbanan, it's only included if you already set up the stones. He didn't cement them down yet, but as long as he made a row of stones to be used for the wall, that's included in the sale of the soda. Then the Mishnah says, V'yasakhanim shevakeren shen masarka. You also include in the sale the reeds that are there in the vineyard, holding up the vines. So where it says, kanim mayavidatayo, what are kanim, what are reeds doing in the kerem, in the vineyard? What are you doing with kanim there? Army the very of Yanai, Kanim Hamachukin, that kanim that are split, Shemamidim Tachasakafanim, that you put underneath the vines to hold up the vines. Hashbam says Kanam Chasolam Machloki means Mifutsolam. After split, he learns means they're peeled. You have peeled reeds. Shemamidim Tachasakafanim, Reshigafanim Zakufin, in order the vines should be like growing upwards, and the cluster of grace will be hanging on it. It shouldn't have to lie on the ground and get spoiled on the ground. That's what these kind of are here for. If so, the Rebbe Meir, it's always a mekel, the mashpiyim v'yafagav loy mukman. According to our Meir, as long as they're smoothed out and fit to be used, even though they're not stuck into the ground yet, still it's called kanim that are going to be used for the field. It's included in the sale of the field. But the Rabbanan hu the mukman. According to the Rabbanan, it's only include if you're mukman, if you set up these kanim in the field already. If you stuck it into the ground already, so these kanim are being used for the kerem, and that's included in the sale. Then the Mishnah says, "V'yesat tfuah mechuber lakaka." If you have tfuah wheat, that's mechuber lakaka, that's included. What's the chiddush? So Gemara says, "V'yafagav dematoy lemechzad." Even though already came the time to cut it down, it's like fully grown already. So I would have thought to say, Koloim the Likzer, Kokotzadom, is still like it's cut down already. Kamashla, no, still it's not cut down yet. Still it's called part of the field. It's part of the sale of the field.
Then the Mishnah says, "V'yatzchitza sakanim." You have a cluster, a bunch of reeds growing, comes out of one stalk. Rashban says, "Shepchusim beis roiva," smaller than the size of a roiva of a calf. So what's the kiddush over here? The yafagav the alimi, even though they're thick ones. Still, I would have thought maybe it's choshev by itself. Kamashmula, no, still called part of the karka. Since it's not big, it's not the size of a roiva a calf. It's not choshev by itself. It's bottle to the karka. Then the Mishnah says, "V'yasashomiro," if you have a watch house there, "Shein asui v'tit," if it's not made with cement, that's also included in the field. And afagav the loikviya b'yarya, the chiddush is, even though it's not kavu in the ground, like it's metaltal, you can move it around. Still though, that's called part of the sale. Because even though it can be moved around, still though it's called included in the sale of the sada. Then v'yesacharuv and the box of tree she'enoy mukav that wasn't grafted yet v'yes besulas hashikma that the young shikma tree afagav yalim the chiddush even though it's a thick bark even though it's a thick trunk still the mice it's included in the sale of the field. But the stones that are not tzarich of the field, they're not included. So the Rabbi Meir, what does it mean? Of course, Rabbi Meir means the loy mesakman. If these stones were not set aside to be used for the purpose of the field, they're not in the sale. The Rabbonon, the loy machkan. According to the Rabbonon, even though they're set aside, for according to the Rabbonon, it has to at least be brought to the field. If the stones were not brought to the field yet, it's not included in the sale. According to it says we're talking about stones that are set aside or like lined up to be used for a gate, for a fence. So the Rabbi Meir, the Lame Masakman, again, according to Rabbi Meir means it wasn't set aside even to be used for the fence. And the Rabbanan, the Lame Sidran, according to the Rabbanan, no, even though these stones were set aside to be used to make a fence out of them, but as long as you were not misad of them, you didn't put them in a row, pile them up, that's not called included in the sale. Then v'loyes akanef shebekerim sheinu matzarkoi. If you have the reeds in the kerim, it's not the tzarech of the kerim. It's not included. What does that mean? The Rabbi Meir the loy mashpi. And according to Rabbi Meir, means it wasn't smoothed out yet. And the Rabbanan the loy mukman. According to Rabbanan, it means that you did not put them into the field yet. You didn't put them into the ground. That they should be standing there to help the vines. If you didn't put them in yet, that's not called tzarech akarka. Then, if you have wheat, the crop that was already cut down already, even though it's lying on the ground, that's not included in the sale of the karka. Even though it still needs the ground. Someone means, maybe you want to dry it out there yet, you still want it to stay on the ground. So that's the chiddush. But as long as you cut them off already, it doesn't need it to grow with it, so then it's not included in the sale of the karka. Then, v'loyes chitza sakanim, and not reeds, she beis roiva. Not if you have a bunch of reeds growing, if it's wide, the size of a via sakaf. Now that's called the choshev by itself, and that's not called part of the ksada. The chiddush is v'yafagav the ktini, even though they're small ones, but as long as there are a bunch of them so wide, they're considered by itself, it's not included in the sale of the karka. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barabo, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Loi Chitza Sakanim Bavad, not only the Chitza Sakanim is included in the sale, Ela Afilo Aruga Katana, Shel Besamim, even a small row of the Besamim of perfume. And it has a name by itself, also in the kerosimah, it's not part of the sale. Not only chitzas akanim, a cluster of kanim, of reeds, that's not included in the sale, it's called a davar choshev by itself, but even a small row of the samim, things that grow that you smell, it also has a name by itself, and maybe you didn't sell it. I sold you the sodestam, not something special. So this perfume is not called included in the sale. Omra Papa, Vu de Korolo Varda de Palnia. It has to have a name by itself. Like Arugas Bosom Shoplani, it's called a certain name to this row of perfume. Since it has a name by itself, that makes like a Dov Choshuv, Therefore, by itself, it's not included in the sale of the Sada. Then the Mishnah says, "V'lo yesah shomiro hu asuyi v'tit." If you have the watch house there that's made with tit, or made with cement, then it's not included, like a dog of choshev by itself. If you did not speak it out, it's not included in the sale of the Sada, even though it's there in the Sada. So the Chiddush is, v'yafagav de mechaber v'yaryo. Even though it's kaviyah, it's stationary in the ground. So I would have thought to say it should be bottled to the ground. Kamashma, no. Since it's a double choshev by itself, it's a house-like, I did not sell you that. I only sold you the sodah, not the watch house. Then v'loyah sachruv ha-murkav, not if it was grafted, v'loyah sadan ha-shikma, and not this shikma tree. The Kiddush is, v'yafagav tiktini, even though they're small ones, but as long as you graft them once, or else you cut off the branches meant to grow better, even though it's still small, still it's called choshev by itself, it's not part of the sale. Boyi Revelezer, melavnois shel psochim, the frames of doors. Now, what's the halacha? Are they included in the sale of the sod or not? So Rashbam explains, v'shem asnis, and the kemifle gibel shemira. Our Mishnah makes a difference by the watch house, bein asu latit l'shem asu tit, whether it was made with cement or not. Therefore, we ask the Shaila here also, if you have these frames of the door, are they included in the sale or not? Now, it's like this. Heichod the mechaber betin, if it's cemented down, loyti boiloch, to a mechaber, it's included. So avad, it's part of the wall. So if you're selling, let's say, the house, so you're selling the wall, avad, the frame of the door is also included. Kiti boiloch, where is my Shaila? The nikita besichi. It's only put there, the sikhi, you say this, with pegs. But it's easy to take it apart. It's not cemented down. So Mao, what's the shailah? Rashi says, Mao, Rashba Mao. Ni, I'm reading, Einet Tzricha, the Pesach. The frame is not necessary for the door. Kokach. V'lei Machman, you didn't sell it along. Ailai, maybe it is. That's the shailah, the frame of the door. Is that also included in the sale of the door, of the room, or not? Boy Reb Zera. Melav Noi Shochalonis. Let's say you have the frame of a window. Now also, yeah, I sell you a house, I sell you the wall, there's a window there. Do I mean to sell you the frame of the window also? Now, me, I'm going to do, we say, Linoye Biyamu Diavdi. It's only made to make it look nice. You don't really need it. It's not like our frames you need for the window itself. Here is just something to make it look nice. That's not called part of the actual binyan. It's not called part of the sale. I do makivu the mechabre mechabre. Since you attach it to the wall, now you can't take it apart. Maybe it's called part of the wall already. So take her, that's a suffix. This is like a suffix, what he means. Voy Rabir, you may ask a shout like this. Voy Rabir.